Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. With the announcement on Tuesday from the owners of the Arcata Eye and the McKinleyville Press about the merger of those two operations into one community newspaper, the news landscape on the North Coast shifted again. Publisher Kevin Hoover of the Eye and publisher Jack Durham of the Press, both of whom were looking to sell, have decided that working together is the best way to go, and now we'll have the Mad River Union. Hoover explained it was a sensible move for both parties.
We basically cover a lot of the same news already, and that's kind of why we're calling it the Mad River Union, because the Mad River both sort of divides but unites and is a common theme in our respective communities of Arcata and McKinleyville.
Hoover also pointed out that the consolidation will save time and money.
The advantage with the new newspaper will be that we don't have to maintain two separate staffs, two separate offices, two print bills, two phone bills, two tax bills. We can unify all of that and start from the ground up, reallocate all of our resources.
Hoover also commented that consolidation will allow the Mad River Union to better use the skills of staff members who have been spread thin working on two papers instead of one. Fire crews on the fire line east of Hoopa continue to battle the Corral Fire, which has now burned over 8,600 acres and stands at 0% containment. The fire remained active overnight and generated heavier amounts of smoke. The dense smoke, along with increasing cloud cover, will keep temperatures depressed and humidity elevated. A community meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Hoopa Wildland Fire Department's classroom. Fire crews are also still battling the Butler Fire, which has burned over 18,000 acres and stands at 30% containment. Helicopters will be assisting fire crews with bucket drops when visibility is not an issue. A red flag warning is in effect for possible thunderstorms through Thursday evening, and a community meeting began at 4 p.m. today in the Forks of Salmon Community Building. An air quality advisory has been issued for Soames Bar, Sawyer's Bar, Forks of Salmon, and Orleans, as the smoke levels in these areas have been classified as unhealthy. People living in these areas are recommended to restrict any outdoor activity. At this time, the Board of Supervisors and local tribal officials are awaiting a ruling from a federal judge on a lawsuit filed by Central Valley farmers over the scheduled release of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Judge O'Neill imposed an injunction of the release, and local leaders in the Hoopa tribe have asked the judge to lift the injunction and allow the release of the water to avert harming fish stocks in local rivers. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors again threw their support behind the tribe and the water release, noting that water contracts and agreements that go back 60 years give tribal rights priority over other users. Hoopa tribal members have traveled to Fresno to protest before and during the hearing and to assert their water rights and press the judge to avoid another fish kill on the Klamath River. In addition, Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is chairing a special meeting of the Assembly Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture this afternoon. The release of water from the Trinity Reservoir will be a key agenda item, and you can watch the meeting online. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news of an armed robbery at Sequoia Park in Eureka last month, concerns have been raised over the safety of public parks in Humboldt County and whether or not it is still safe for families to visit these public spaces. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza believes that it is fairly easy to keep public parks safe and only requires a minimal amount of law enforcement resources. However, problems arise due to budgetary issues.
We've learned that two park rangers can whip it into shape relatively quickly. And it's when we lose the budget monies and the park rangers, we have to cut them back because, you know, we have minimum staffing. That's when we start getting ourselves into trouble again, and that's when the citizens start yelling at City Hall.
Mendoza also mentioned that citizens can act as a deterrent to criminal activity.
The other component is citizens that come and use the facility. So if the park is full of people, if the park is full of kids, then the young punks at the pit bulls aren't going to be around. The more families and citizens use these parks, in my belief, the safer they are.
A combination of law enforcement and community usage seems to be the best solution to keeping our public parks as safe as possible. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.